My name can be a point of departure for telling my story. I can tell you everything about myself. Any detail of my life that you want to start with, I can trace it back to my name as this foundational root, if you will, this rock. Now, Peter's name was Peter. Jesus did not give him a new name today, but he had this little play on words that doesn't work in the translation in English, of identifying Peter as this rock upon which he will build his church. My life has then been built upon this rock that is my name. Now, if we had a lot of time, I could tell you the whole story, but you'd get pretty hungry. So I'm going to tell you just a little part of it. I was born on Christmas Day. My mother, good Italian that she was, said no one should have his birthday on Christmas. Too much competition. So she chose the name Mark because the Feast of St. Mark is April 25th, exactly 4 months after Christmas. By the way, 4 months from today is Christmas Eve. Be prepared. So I was given the name Mark, and my birthday was going to be celebrated on my feast day, the Feast of St. Mark, April 25th. The other relative said, "Are you out of your mind, Florence?" So she said, "Okay, here's the rule. You come to my house on Christmas Day, you bring my son a birthday present. Not a Christmas present, a birthday present." I said, "Okay," and that's the way it worked. The name Pronitus, of course, comes from my father, on this long line of Pronituses going all the way back to Italy, or to Italy, to Lithuania. The name Pronitus is taken from the first name Francis, made into a nickname, like Frank, and then made into a last name. It's regarded as a very old Lithuanian name. And you know what? Lithuanians were Catholics for a long time. And I look at that and I say, I got my Catholicism from my family, from my father, a long line of Lithuanians, and heaven knows, from the Italians. That faith that was given to me as a gift is not unlike the faith that Peter professes in today's gospel. But there's a bit of a difference, and let's explore it for just a second. I can't remember a day of my life when I didn't believe that Jesus was the Christ. I was taught that from the time I was a little kid. Most of you probably experienced the exact same thing. But Peter, like us, had a whole bunch of experiences in life upon which he could draw. And in today's reading, where they're gathered together and Jesus is kind of talking and he's asking these questions, you have to know, we would really like to know what led up to these questions. There had to be something going on, but the gospel doesn't tell us that. But Jesus asks, who are the people saying that I am? What are they saying about me? Wow. You know, they think you're a wonder worker, huh? And so, you know, Elijah was a wonder worker, and so was John the Baptist, and so were the prophets. So you must be one of them. He turns to Peter. Well, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you're the Christ. This profound statement of faith. Evidently, Peter had done as St. Paul encouraged in that second reading and plumbed these riches and knowledge of God. He had paid attention to what Jesus was doing in the same way that we've been invited to pay attention over the last 20 or so weeks of this ordinary time as we have watched Jesus perform miracles and heal people and teach people. So the question is, has that led us to say, oh, you are the Christ? Or maybe it's not because of our reflections on our scriptures, but because of our reflections on our lives. In the same way that I can look at my life from the perspective of being Mark Prenitis, the son of Tony and Florence Prenitis, and I can again tell you everything about myself from that starting point. We can look at any event of our lives and ask ourselves, where is God active in this? What is the gift that God is giving me in this? And you might say, well, hey, Father, some of those experiences of my life didn't seem like gifts. Look at this person I'm married to, for example. Little joke there. German farmers don't laugh. How is what God has offered me through the experiences of my life a gift? What are the gifts that God has given me? Now, we frequently think of gifts as, well, you know, gosh, he's a really good basketball player. That's a gift. That's a true enough statement. But there's so much more to this gift stuff. So much more. We wouldn't have our life if it wasn't for the gift of God. Frankly, we wouldn't have anything if it weren't for God's gift. And so the question is, what do we do with those gifts? How are we responsibly using them? How are we taking them and exploring and exploiting them to the praise and glory of God? How is it, in short, that the world's a better place because of these gifts that God has given us and what we've done with them? That's the work of stewardship. Stewardship starts from the premise that everything we are and have is a gift. And that these gifts were given because they were needed. They were needed. They're necessary. These gifts are a part of God's plan to build up his kingdom, to make us aware of his love for us in the world. We then, as recipients of these gifts, are called to use them. To use them generously. Because God is the one who was generous long before us. It was an act of God's generosity that the universe was created. An act of God's generosity that everything since then that has happened has happened. It's an act of Jesus' generosity that he accepted the role of coming to earth as Savior, that he took on human flesh. His death and his resurrection are gifts. And that's what leads to our faith. And from that starting point, we can tell the story of our lives, of who we are, and what we have done with these great gifts that God has given to us. A Sunday in late August is not a bad time to stop and take stock of that question. What have I done with these gifts? What has happened as a result of the gifts that God has given me? No, that's not something we are called to reflect on very often, sadly. What would the world be like if we went through our day acknowledging our own gifts, being thankful for them, and acknowledging the gifts of the other? What would our world be like? It would be extraordinarily different. As extraordinarily different as was Peter's life after his profession of faith. You are the Christ. From that moment on, everything is different. Good stewards are thankful for the gifts God has given. They cherish and take care of those gifts, the way parents cherish and tend their children. They share their gifts generously, not foolishly, generously. And they evidence some type of return, some type of increase, some type of yield, just like your field of wheat produces a yield. And they return that gift to the Lord. That's how stewards make their way through life. Stewards don't do it any more perfectly than anybody else does. But they're conscious of it. But it all starts with the recognition of the gift. It all starts from that rock-solid point of departure. When we admit that God is God, and we are the ones who receive from Him. And from that point of orientation, we can look at any moment, any experience, any encounter of our lives, and we can trace our way back and say, oh, with the eyes of faith, God, I see how it is that you were acting here. I get a glimpse of the plan that is unfolding here for me, my family, my school, my town, my parish, my whatever. And I will take what you have given me and I will put it at the service of these other people so that your will is done, so that your glory is made manifest. And when we do that, we know a kind of peace and joy that is beyond understanding, because we have then oriented ourselves to be in accord with God's will.